It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Yo, what's up, y'all? Real quick, before y'all listen to this episode, I just want y'all to know that I recorded this before I announced my tour dates. All the tour dates are listed in the description below. Again, all the tour dates are listed in the description in this podcast. And on top of that, you can also get tickets. Go to www.myediblekickedin.com. Again, www.myediblekickedin.com. I want to see y'all at this tour. Thank you. Love you. All right, now let's get into the fucking episode. Ladies and gentlemen, you tuned in. New episode, Vice from a Fuckboy. Favorite fuckboy, Clint Coley, a.k.a. Gazdem Sugar, a.k.a. the people's champion, a.k.a. the hardest working man in show business, a.k.a. Mr. Herm's son. All right, real quick before we get started, want to give a rest in peace shout out to my man Scott Hall, member of the NWO for life.
Thanks.
For life. NWO for life. It's too sweet. You know, I don't even give a fuck with that's a pause.
Yeah, too sweet?
They
say Philly don't do pause.
I mean, I do. I mean,
that's what I heard. Like,
what Philly, do you? What do we do in Philly?
I'm from Philly. We don't play pause. I watch battle rap. So Reed Dollars.
Oh, he said, okay.
Reed Dollars. We from Philly. We don't do pause. You know what I mean? So
okay. Excuse me. If he says we don't do pause, Mr. Dollars, how you doing? We don't do pause. I will defer to you on that. I like Reed Dollars.
I like Reed.
Remember back in the day, man, one of my favorite joints, man, he was battling. He said, you niggas wilding out catching homies and stabbing. He said, my niggas is wilding out catching homies and Cash rules everything around me. Every single thing I see, everything I touch. Robbery's a must. You niggas all blinking 24s on the Lincoln. Waist lift, make it till your boys lit thinking. Wrapped in that trash bag. Wrapped in the glad bag. Illadel niggas. Bombs over Baghdad. Yeah. That's my shit.
He battles a nigga named Trigger.
I remember that. That wasn't even close.
Nah,
that was the one where he said, too, you don't want to see Reed in the zone. Yeah. You fuck around right here, find Reed in the back of your home with a book bag, wall paint, vests and ammo, K over the shoulder, two Berettas, I'm Rambo. I'm sorry, ladies. We had a look. Yeah. Women listen to this
podcast.
What I realized, though? Let's get into the topic. Real quick, ladies and gentlemen, mm-hmm. Comedian Isaiah Kelly.
Yes, sir.
On the microphone. Comedian Isaiah Kelly.
Sir.
Yeah, listen, man, I've known you, I guess, my whole comedy career.
Yes, yeah, a fact.
Yeah, I've known you since I lived in New York. We'll get into that later.
We'll get into that.
As a matter of fact, let's tell that story. Let's tell those stories on the My Edible Kicked In podcast.
Okay.
Because if y'all ain't know, I got another podcast called My Edible Kicked In. Coincides with my tour. You know what I'm saying? My Edible Kicked In. We got dates. You seen the bear. You seen the dates. And we adding some more. I'm not going to go down the list on this podcast and talk about how many dates we got. We got about 20-something a month. All right.
Yep.
Pick a city. Go to the website www.myediblekickedin.com. Again, just go to the website myediblekickedin.com and you can get tickets for all my shows. I'm gonna say that one more time. Listen, if you want to come to the tour, go to www.myediblekickedin.com. I got tickets, I got merch, and then I got a little, so you can sign up for my email list. Fuck it. Why not? You not, but because niggas not.
Nobody do that no
niggas
more.
Niggas not
no
doing anyway. That, but yeah. It's cool. It's yeah, cool. Yeah. But buy, get some merch, get some tickets. Okay. It coincides with what we was getting ready to say. Mm-hmm. So we was talking, what I just said was, you know, we was having a moment. We was having a guy moment.
Right.
You know, we over here, you know, we on the way here, we was talking, right? But nigga, like, you watch battle rap? Mm-hmm. Nigga, I'm here and there. I'm not all the way in.
I'm a fanatic.
Yeah, see, I'm about a six.
Okay.
Like, I was at the Till Death Do Us Part with Drake, the Drake event.
Okay.
I was there.
That was a good event.
I'm a big Geechee Gotti fan.
Okay, so I'm Geechee.
Yeah, I'm a big Geechee Gotti fan. Mm-hmm. I like Sue Surf.
What else?
I like what's the nigga name? Hitman. Was it Hitman?
Hitman from St. Louis.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, Hitman.
I like a lot of old cats. My favorite battle rapper of all time is Tech N9ne.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. He was my favorite. SPI2TAGE.
Yeah,
y'all motherfuckers better get it right, Wayne AV.
Tech had the best stage presence I've ever seen as a battle rapper.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Women don't want to hear that shit though.
They don't give a fuck about Tech. Unless they're involved.
Yeah, but they don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
but here's what I'm saying. I just realized, ladies, women like when guys have like a bromance. I found that out. Women like when guys hang out.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you on some wholesome shit.
Oh yeah, when it's good.
When it's good. When you on some wholesome.
But that friend she gotta believe that friend is good too.
Right, but here's the thing, right? So here's the thing. You and I having a conversation about, mm-hmm. we don't like, I'm gonna tell y'all this right now. Like in your 30s,
mm-hmm.
we really don't be sitting around discussing bitches.
Facts.
We really don't, y'all, ladies. Facts. I really don't want you to think that. Like we discuss. Here's the thing. Me and my friends, we discuss women.
Yeah, it's a fact.
There's a difference. We don't discuss bitches. We discuss women. And when I say we discuss women, you like, yo, man, I got this shorty, blah, 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 blah. I got this going on, that going on. And not really explaining y'all business per se,
right.
But more so just like, yo, what do you think? Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But I had a chick ask me, she was like, did you tell your homies that we... That we smash, and I was like,
you
just nah.
Say you fuck, man.
Yeah.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest. There's something so thrilling about playing Chumba Casino. Maybe it's the simple reminder that with a little luck, anything is possible. ChumbaCasino.com has hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new game releases each week. Play for free anytime, anywhere, for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
This is still advice from a fuckboy.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
as around the way curls would say, it's duality.
It's duality. You know what I mean?
So at the end of the day, we being nice guys.
Right.
But we be fucking. I'm fucking. I mean one person, but I'm fucking.
Right. Exactly. So. Yeah. She was like, you told your boys that, you know, we fucked? And I was like, nah, I ain't say nothing. She didn't believe me. She like, all niggas talk and shit that. Which is true. But I was like, nah, I'm not the big, yo, I hit shorty tight.
Right.
It ain't them niggas' business.
And let's clarify this right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the thing. And I think a lot of women, like, because, you know, there's the phrase is men talk more than women. That's the real underlying, like men talk more than women. And it's not that we talk more than women, but we brag more than women.
Right.
We brag about, because the thing, you want to show like, oh, I did this. Oh, I'm this. I did, like, you know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, there comes a certain point. Never forget this, right? Never forget this. This was back in, I'm going to take my glasses off. I'm sorry, man. You know what? Every time I have glasses on indoors, you know who I think about? I think about Sister Mary Clarence. I do not wear glasses indoors because at the beginning of Sister Act 2, there was a motherfucker there. He had shades on indoors and she was like, yo, dog, you do not walk into my classroom. You do not see no sun outside. Yep. And ever since then, every time I got shades indoors, I'd be like, you know what, Sister,
think
Mary,
about that. Yep.
Sister Mary Clarence is watching.
Facts.
You're right. My bad, Whoopi. So anyway, so with that being said, let's talk. Let's get back to it.
Right.
So it's, there's the thing. Here's, we talk. And when I say we talk, again, we talk about, we brag. We like, oh, I did this. Oh, it's a badge of honor. But I remember get back in about 2017, 2016, I came in the green room talking about a night that I had the night before. Me, Gary, DL, we all in the room, but you know, we talking. But like, it was the way I was describing it, you know, and the way I was talking about it. Like, I couldn't wait to talk about it. Like, I couldn't wait to say. Yeah, but it's okay. Like, yeah, but here's the thing. They all looked at me and was like, nigga, why you telling us this? Like, they like, literally, they were like, on some young bullshit. Like, yeah. Yo, why you telling us this? Like, we don't care. And it's not like, it's not on some we don't care as in like, all right, nigga, you fucked.
Yeah, what they do? Everybody fucking.
You fucked. Like, who cares, dog? Like, you, like, everybody's fucking. Exactly. So my thing was, their thing was, it's like, yo, dog, you don't have to do that because we gonna see that young lady again tonight.
Facts.
And we gonna be thinking about that. Unfortunately, when you in here, only thing we gonna be thinking about is, damn, she do this, or damn, she do that. And ladies, what I want you to understand is, this is what I say when we discuss women. Girl, I'm trying to open up discussions with men to discuss women healthily. Healthily. What the fuck is that? Is that a word?
Healthily?
Healthily?
Nah.
No. Healthy. Healthy. Just healthy. Yeah. It's just healthy.
Yeah, like, healthy.
Yeah, healthily. Anyway, yeah, my edible is here. Yes.
Yeah, cool. Mine's hit too.
Yes. I got him
mine's
high.
Hit. Yeah, mine's hit too.
So what? But we two different people when we high. You look like you want to go to sleep.
I'm laid back anyway. So all it do is lay me more back.
Yeah. See, I'm excited.
Yeah, and it make me more excited. Yeah, it make you more excited. Yeah. Hey, everybody body different.
Nigga,
that's
edible,
why I was like, when you gave me, you like, yo, take three. Oh, hell, I'm not taking three, nigga.
Nigga,
one is good.
Nigga, when I'm high, I feel like I'm Jesse Spano. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I'm not scared. I don't get scared. You know, she start crying. That's not me.
Right.
I just be. Anyway, well, all I'm saying is this. Like, we don't, I want to have men discuss women healthy. And when I say healthy, meaning, bro, it don't even got to be a problem. It's like, yo, bro, you been through this? Oh, yo, let me tell you how I've dealt with that.
Yeah.
Here's how you move. That's the kind of conversation that men need to be having about women at a certain point in your life.
All about your circle.
You know what I mean? Real. Like, we in a Madden group chat, all guys.
Yeah.
Like, we talk about everything but one thing. What do we not talk about?
Women.
I rarely hear niggas. I've never seen a nigga. Like, can you imagine if a nigga just randomly put in there, yo, I fucked last night. Niggas
So?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah, right. Like, and it's grown. Like, no, I don't think anybody in there under 30.
Nah, I think I'm the youngest one in there and I'm 30.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. But, like, there's a certain code amongst us just as men. Like, dog, you don't have to tell us that.
Right.
You don't have, whether you marry, whether you single, whether you don't have to tell us that. And my thing is, so what I mean by women, like, when guys talk, like, when we're, like, when they got, like, women be hyping up bro dates.
Yeah.
They be hyping up, like, oh, you going to see, like, you know what I'm saying?
But hold on, before you get into that.
Talk to me.
Women. Man, women, how women think we talk when with the guys, that's how women really talk.
Oh, we know.
Oh my God.
Listen. They be talking about, they talk about our dick size.
Yeah.
They talk about, like, we don't do that. Like, at least when I was like 26, when I was talking about bitches I fuck, I ain't talk about that.
Yeah.
Like,
I ain't say that bitch got a mole on her titty. Like,
yeah, y'all
I ain't
talking,
do none of that. Yeah.
They be talking our dick size. They be talking about, like, now I will say a lot of women say, no, we don't do that with our man. I don't believe you. I don't believe you. And the only reason why is because I'm close friends with some women and I know their boyfriend ain't got stuff.
That's a fact.
I'm close friends with some women I know one woman's husband who's like, every time I see this nigga, I'm like, damn, dog. You need to chill the fuck out.
Who you yelling at?
I swear, bring that tone down. She told me this years. But mind you, I've known her since we was like 21.
Okay, but why? How did?
Here's what happened.
Okay,
I've known her since we was 21.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? She's now like 35, and she's married, right? But she married the guy.
Every day when you log into ChumbaCasino.com, the ultimate online social casino, you get a free daily bonus. Imagine if you got daily bonuses in other parts of your life.
I chose French fries over loaded French fries.
I asked Stuart from accounting about his weekend, even though I don't care.
I updated my operating system without having to call tech support.
Collect your free daily bonus at ChumbaCasino.com now. And live the Chumba life. VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
That she used to, like, at one point, she was, like, mad at him. She telling me all this business. She says, yo, he's insecure about his dick. She told me that in confidence. I mean, I'm here saying it, but you don't, it's anonymous. You don't know who I'm talking about. Right. But what I'm saying is that right now, anytime I've ever saw him after that, and, like, when he's married, and he be in the house trying to lay down the law, I'll be like... Nigga, if you don't shut the fuck up...
Who the fuck is you talking to?
I know because they were talking.
Yeah. But how long they been married?
Now they've been married like, when they get married. I don't want to say the date because then they like.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to. Yeah, don't give me like January 3rd. They've been married like, yeah.
Over 5 years.
Okay, damn.
Over 5 years.
So that just got to mean she not tripping.
They got married not too long after that.
She not tripping for real.
No, she don't care about his dick. She can't. It's impossible. I mean, I don't even know her sexually, so I don't know what she into. I don't know what she like, but yeah, you. But she said it, and when she was mad at him, now you married to the nigga. Now I got to, you know what I'm saying?
Now you got that on you, like damn, yeah, dog. Yeah,
he better not ever get out of line with me.
Yeah.
He better not ever get out of line with me.
I saw some trouble with that nigga.
Hey, no, I'm just joking.
That's funny. That's funny.
Yo, I'm gonna write that down though, for real though. Like, he better not ever get out of line with me, dog. Like, I swear to God.
That's funny as shit.
Cause like, here's the worst part about being a comedian. Like, you got like, I'm not a roaster, but I got something for you if you try.
I'm not a roaster.
I'm not a, I was talking about that. CP was on the podcast. I don't roast.
Yeah.
But I'm like
I told niggas that year. I'll roast if it come to me.
I gotta do it.
I'm a roast. But if it's like some, yo, I couldn't do it. I gotta be mad to really roast you.
That's what, I gotta be really mad.
Yeah, I gotta be really mad. Then I'm gonna roast you, but then I'm gonna wanna fight because you talking about me. Now I wanna fight.
Why I say he better not get online with me because I'm gonna go for the jugular,
I
nigga.
I wanna fight now.
Because he gonna wanna fight me after that.
Exactly.
And I'm like, all right, bet. Like, that's what, to me, I know what to say to make a nigga wanna fight you.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? But let's go back. All right, so, but I think women, like I said, they like when guys get together and talk right. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we was having a moment about battle rap.
Right.
And it's like women like, oh, is that really what they be talking about? And it's like, yeah. Like, it really, like, niggas really, like, you be surprised. And you know what? Maybe this will be the episode where we actually tell women what we really be discussing behind their back.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to be transparent. I'm going to be transparent, ladies. I'm going to be fair. I'm going to tell you, we do talk about you. Mm. But I'm going to tell you how we talk about you. Facts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So here's the thing. We're on this podcast. Again, we don't deal with the trash. Trash don't come to my shows. My Edible Kicked In tour starts April 14th in Boston. Because they be trying to fast forward through the ads.
Mm-hmm.
The trash don't listen to this podcast. Niggas who don't get it, don't listen to this podcast. Niggas who think they above women and women, they don't listen. We weeded that out.
Right.
They got to sit down.
Right.
We're talking about mature men, ladies. This is what grown men talk about. Number one, if we're discussing women, we are discussing experiences. And it's most of the time, it's not sex. It's like, yo.
Oh, man.
It's not sex,
it's
dog.
Not, it's not.
It's really not. It really be like, yo, my girl got mad at me the other day because I did boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
And you like, yo, let me tell you.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Such and such did the same thing. And now you're discussing not really how bad your woman is, because that's not what this is about. We're having a conversation as men, on how to you've been through this, I've been through this. So now it's okay, how can I help you go through, or how can I help you through this?
Right.
Because I've been there before.
Right.
You know, like prime example, like cheating. You know, you gotta, if you get caught cheating and you wanna get back with your lady, you gotta talk to some niggas who got caught cheating and got back with their lady and made it work. I'm not saying that they're giving you tips to be better cheaters. It's like, how do you ask for forgiveness? How do you let her know, like, yo, that was one, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was one shot deal.
I
was just fucking them girls. I was going,
yeah, how do you do? And it's not even on some game shit. Cause like my old heads, Gary, DL, and you know, Malik S, and you know what I'm saying? They'll call me and they'll just ask me straight up, well, Clint, do you even want to be with, like, before you call me with advice, right? Or asking me for what you want to do, are you prepared to do it?
Right.
So let me ask you this, Zeke. Give me some times when you felt like, you know, okay, let me ask you this. I'm sorry. When we talk about discussing women, all right? What's something I feel like, what do you discuss about?
To my boys?
Yeah.
I bring up the hospitality when I went to her crib.
Okay, talk to me about that.
How she treated me. Cook.
So you went over girl's crib. She cooked. Okay, so let's say, let's say you meet a chick off Bumble. We'll just say Bumble.
Right.
You meet a chick off Bumble. It goes great, blah, 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 blah. You tell him, I'm like, yo, okay. Yo, what you doing tonight? Yo, I'm going out with this chick. You know, I met her off Bumble. Oh, all right, well, let me know how I go. Blah, blah, blah. Next day, how are you letting me know?
Yeah.
Give me a scenario and how you would let me know.
Yo, my biggest scenario is...
Talk to me.
Was I able to kick it with you and laugh? Because, yo, I'm a big believer. We can click.
Mm-hmm.
First date, we can click. Like, we known each other for a minute. Mm-hmm. So I'm big off, well, how was the vibe? Am I able to be myself? And I call my boys like, yo, I was able to be myself around Shorty.
So you're saying that. You're telling your homeboys.
Yeah.
Yo, I was able to keep going.
I was able to be myself around Shorty. Shorty funny. We got the same type of personality, same humor, all type of thing. We like the same fool. You know what I mean? She a cool. I've always been like that dude to be like, first date, I could tell.
But you're
off the convo.
But we're back to you describing it to your boys.
To my boys, right.
The way you're describing it right now, you're describing it like you like it.
Right. Like, I'm going to go out with her again.
And here's the thing. Women think that we don't talk the same way they talk.
I think, yeah.
It's like y'all say the same things, too.
I kind of think we talk better than them.
Yo, I should write a short film.
We talk better than them.
I should write a short film. Y'all go on a date. Well, I think that's been done before. I'm acting like this is innovative. Like, maybe a date and then how they both explained it from both of their perspectives.
Yeah.
There's always a way to tell new stories. Clint, write this down.
Yeah,
fine. Good job, Clint. Anyway, I'm listening to Larry June. So, I like that. And let's say you had sex with her.
Right.
Are you telling your guys that? You can be honest.
I'll be honest.
Okay.
I didn't smash the chick that I really like.
Mm-hmm.
And the homies asked, like, yo, you finally hit such and such? Nah, I ain't even hit it yet, bro. Yeah. I'm chilling. I'm waiting.
Because
I'm a big believer, even keeping people, just the thought. Everybody, I think people lust over, they might start lusting over, I like Shorty, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I was Shorty, because you know, homies might be like, yo, how was the pussy? Pussy was good?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, the pussy was good. The head was good? Yeah, the head was good. Now, I think, in a nigga mind, he like, yo, now when he see your Shorty,
yeah,
he thinking like,
yo. I like the fact you call it Shorty. Like, this is so New York. this is the most New York podcast I've ever had. I think anybody's ever been on it consistently calling women, yo, Shorty.
Yeah, like,
you sound like Q from Moesha, my nigga. Like, yeah, with me and Shorty, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm big on that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Telling my homies, I don't think they need to know everything.
Right.
You know, even though I like I'll explain, you know, certain things, but as far as giving them everything in detail,
yeah,
I'm cool on that. I've never been that dude.
Now, for me, I don't know if I would tell them I hit the first night. Not to say that's their business or not, or I'm ashamed of it. But I think for me, it depends on if it's a part of the experience.
Right.
It depends if it's part of the experience. So, like, let's say I met a girl, boom, 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 we got together, I'm telling my boy about it. But, like, if the experience was so dope and we happened to have sex in that, I think that's... For me, that, I mean, no pun intended, but that's the climax.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, we had a great day. Like, I mean, I was on my main podcast and I was saying, like, yo, breakfast dates. People don't realize most breakfast dates are the ones that lead to fucking.
Yeah.
Breakfast dates are the dates that lead to fucking. I'll get to that in a second. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is like, yeah, think about that. Like, you, I'm telling you, like, oh, we went. Like, think about it. If I go on a breakfast date and then the very next day, I'm telling my man how the date went. And he's like, yo, how'd it go? I'm like, man, she just left. Right. Oh, nigga, you gotta tell me. And I'm not gonna paint the picture like she a hoe. I'm like, nigga, we went here, got pancakes, shit was fire. Then I was like, yo, she was catching the Uber. I'm like, yo, how you getting home? She was like, yo, I'm catching the Uber home. I'm like, yo, do you either want me to take you or I got this little, have a plan, fellas. Have a fucking plan.
Have an after breakfast plan.
Have an after breakfast.
Because more than likely... It's more than likely after breakfast. It's going
something, and it's not. Something, it don't.
It's
have
a lot to do. It's still early.
It's still early, dog. Mm-hmm. It's 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yo, boom, boom, boom. All right, yo, we did this. Boom. I said, yo, why don't you come with me? Yo, or tell a chick, yo, fellas, like I saw the meme where the chick went to the candle joint, right?
Yeah.
If you got a breakfast date, fellas, tell her like, hey, yo, be like, yo, I gotta run some errands. You want to run some errands with me? Women love errands. Women love.
Yo, I never forget. I told a chick I had errands to run. The shit turned on. Like she was turned on. She was like, I love a man that got errands.
Women love errands because you know why they love. They like wearing a fucking Peloton sweatsuit on. Yep. Be like, ooh, look at me. I'm Peloton. Yeah, you women love errands because they don't gotta get dressed up. You can get dressed down and still look cute.
That's a fact. Because
niggas be hitting on you when you running errands.
Can I write that? Can I get that?
You want that?
Women love errands. Because you got the first one.
I got the first one. Women love errands.
Let's sit down.
Yo, that's real shit, though, dog. Women love fucking errands. You know what errands I think women really like when you run?
What's that?
I like when you say, yo, I got to run this errand. I got to go get these tickets to go see Clint. That's a great errand because that means you got plans.
Right. You got plans.
Boston 14th, we're going to be in Boston. Boston 14th.
April 14th,
Boston. April 15th, Philly. April 21st, Houston. Wait a minute. You know what? Let me go back. April 14th, Boston. April 15th, Philly. April 20th, Memphis. April 21st, Houston. April 22nd, New Orleans. April 28th, fucking Syracuse. And Syracuse, April 28th, that's the day my dad died. We're going to have a good show. April 29th, Toronto. May 5th, Seattle. May 6th, Vancouver. May 12th, fucking Indianapolis. May 13th, Cincinnati. May 20th through the 22nd, Kansas City. Let's keep going, man. Keep going, Clint. June 11th and 12th, I forgot because I don't got it off the top of my head. And I was trying to go to myediblekickdick.com. God damn it.
I was trying to look on my phone.
I thought I had it, man. June 11th, June 12th. I think that's the fuck am I the 11th and 12th?
St. Louis and Cleveland.
The 25th, don't tell me, is Oakland. 26th is Portland. Tentatively, July 8th and 9th is Detroit and Buffalo, but we'll get back to y'all on that. Detroit, stop playing. July 15th is Richmond. July 16th is DC. July 17th now is Raleigh. And July 23rd is Brooklyn. Did I miss anybody?
You're good.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
All right, and we're still going to add, yay, I seen the comments. Y'all need to chill. Couple of things. Number one, we're going to announce this week, Chicago, Miami, who else? Nashville. Like, we got some other cities. But people are like, where's Dallas? Where's Charlotte? Where's Atlanta? I was just there. You missed it.
Wow.
All right? Where's Dallas? Where's Atlanta? Where's Charlotte? Nigga, the last time. All right? Go back to December. Go get in the DeLorean. Go back to December. Go to that show. Or why don't you fly to see me? Why don't you fly to fucking see me? Fellas, you got it. Fellas that live in Atlanta, Charlotte, or Dallas, yeah, you got it. Fly a woman to see me on a date. You and a woman fly out like, yo, we going to see Clint Coley. He ain't coming to Atlanta. I know, bitch. We going to Philly.
Right.
Get your bags. Get your tickets. I'm coming. And if you, fellas, if you do that, you do some player shit like that, you best believe I'm giving you all access passes with the bear on them. Because you got to have the bear on them. And then I'm going to act like we friends. You know what I mean?
Yo, what up?
Yo, what up, bro? Like, I'm act like we friends. Because, you know, she going to feel like you the man. And
right.
Man, I got your back, dog. I got your back. Anyway, all right. Let's go back to what we talking about. Women and errands. Why? How do we get there? Oh, because we was telling niggas that, well, first of all, we was talking about telling your homeboys about a date. But I think that this conversation has evolved because at the end of the day, we know as men, we talk grown man business.
Right.
And when I say grown man business, it's not that alpha shit you niggas be talking. It's literally just, it's being vulnerable with your homie. Mm-hmm. That's what grown man talk is. All you alpha niggas out there, grown man talk is not talking down to a woman. Grown man talk is being vulnerable with your brother, your homie, whoever he is, telling him how you feeling. He tells you how you feel, how he feels, and then both of y'all discuss and be better men.
Right.
That's grown man talk.
Fact.
Anybody disagree with me, let me know. I mean, I don't give a fuck, but let me know. All right. But let's talk about brunch. Let's talk about brunch. Let's talk about breakfast dates. Because brunch always lead to fucking.
Yeah.
But let's talk about it. Because you're not taking a chick to brunch for a date. You are. But like the way that these niggas be doing brunching now is lit. Brunch is lit.
Feels lit now.
You know, just like if you in Philly, right? And let's just say on a Sunday, you go into a brunch that got a comedy show. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's lit. That's lit. My man Touré got a brunch on Sundays.
Sunday nights, right.
Go check
but
it out.
Perfect brunch, perfect day. Even with me doing comedy, I'll even try to set it up because I got a show at night. Let's go to breakfast.
Yeah.
Or let's go to lunch.
Yeah.
After lunch, we're going to go. I'll never forget, I had a show.
I did the same thing, though. But
I had a show.
I know this move, dog. Look, you being like Spider-Man.
Had a show one night, right?
Talk to me.
This was right when Black Panther came out. I had a show.
Okay.
We went out to eat earlier. Then we took a walk through Harlem from like Harlem to Manhattan.
That's a good walk.
Nice walk.
That's a good walk, especially in the summertime.
Talking.
That's a good walk.
Great walk.
That's a great walk.
See the movie, Black Panther. Okay. After Black Panther, we hungry again.
Yeah, hungry again.
Went to Ethiopian restaurant.
Oh.
After the Ethiopian restaurant, I had a show.
Okay.
Perfect night.
You're good.
No, I hit. I smashed. Yeah, definitely.
So now women like, see?
But I told you a bunch of shit before. I told you I hit.
Women like, see?
See, like, I said all the good. I didn't just say I fucked. Yeah, I didn't know that yet. Women, I just threw that in last. Like, oh.
Women like, see?
The first thing was like, oh, that's a good day. And then they heard me say,
that's perfect timing, dog. That's perfect timing. But no, let's talk about that, though. Mm-hmm. Fellas, breakfast dates on Saturdays. Yo, really? You know, I'm going to tell you the real best day for a breakfast date. The real best day is a day if you got a day off and she got a day off.
Yeah, she don't have nothing to do.
It gotta align perfectly.
Perfect.
Right? Let's say both of y'all on like a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. A Wednesday, right? She like, yo, what you doing today? Yo, you know what? I don't feel like going. Like, let's just say hot spontaneity. Spontaneity. Mm-hmm. All right? Y'all, let's say y'all text it in the morning before y'all go to work. You know what I'm saying? You're like, yo, I don't really feel like going to work. I would love to just get some breakfast. Shit, me too. Yo, fuck it. You want to get some breakfast? Hold on, let me see if I got some meetings. She ain't got no meetings. You rearrange your plans. Nothing, first of all, nothing better. Women love when niggas rearrange plans.
Yeah.
Women love
rearrange
when men
and make and
when
make
niggas when, fellas, when you rearrange your day to accommodate a woman, that is top tier. Oh, I see you, dog. Mm-hmm. That's top tier. I'm just letting you know that. Let's keep going.
Right.
All right. Y'all go on breakfast day. Now, I'm going to say breakfast is at 10 a.m. I'm a breakfast guy. Breakfast is not at 12.
Nah.
Breakfast is 10 a.m. is the latest. For real, I'm at you at 9:30, 9 o'clock, because I'm up.
Unless you go to a brunch something like that.
But I'm strictly breakfast 10 a.m.
Right.
All right. Now, it's 2 hours later. It's 12 o'clock. You both still have the day ahead of you. Now, I know you went to the movies, right? Guys is like, yo, boom, boom, boom.
Went to the park first.
Oh, well, then, yeah. See what I'm saying?
Walk through the park.
What I think guys should do is, and like we were saying this earlier in the podcast, but let's really elaborate on it. When you and a woman go on a breakfast date, when you ask a woman on a first date and you ask her out on a breakfast, because usually, honestly, a breakfast date is a good first date.
Yeah.
A breakfast date is a good first date.
It is.
If it don't go well, fellas, you gonna pay. Breakfast is not that expensive.
Not at all.
It's not expensive. You pay. If y'all don't like each other's company, if y'all don't like each other's company, you leave, she leaves.
Yeah.
Good. It's cool. But fellas, if it goes well, you need to have plans. You need to have a backup plan if it goes well. See, here's the thing. A lot of you guys be anticipating if it doesn't go well. You like each other. You feeling what each other's doing. And you don't have nothing to do after that. If you suggest something, she might spend the day with you.
Facts.
So let's say you're 3/4 through the brunch before the check comes. You got to establish this before the check comes. Fellas, pay attention. I'm giving you some game. Now, you like, yo, be vulnerable. Yo, I'm having a good time. I don't want this shit to end. That's all you gotta say. That's all you gotta say. Now the ball's in her court. She's either gonna say, "Well, I really got something to do." If she really got something to do, she got something to do.
But he should know that before.
Facts.
Right.
Second thing could be if she don't like you is, "Hey, I got something to do." You know what I'm saying? Or I got this. She don't like you. But bro, if she like you, if she ain't got nothing to do,
we got
ding,
her.
Ding, yeah. Ding, yeah. Motherfucker.
We got her.
Now, here's what's next. You have to have a plan after breakfast when it goes well. That's what we need to start doing, fellas. We need to start preparing dates as if they're going to go well. Too many times, we're constantly talking about, oh, if it don't go well, if it don't go right, if it don't go my way. What the fuck is your way?
Right.
Is your way fucking? That determines whether a good date is a good date or not? Then that's corny. That's corny. We're not on that. A good date is, yo, she's feeling you. She wants to spend more time with you. That's a W to me.
So where are you going after breakfast?
After breakfast, my plan in my head already is one of three. It depends on where we are.
Mm-hmm.
If we're in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, if we're in my hometown.
Right.
All right. Me, and if it's a summer day.
Summer. It's a summer, yeah.
It's a summer day. So that means there's things to do.
Yeah.
I'm right at Dilworth Park down the park down on Spruce Street.
Okay.
I'm right there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's hammocks, all that. As we're doing that, though, that's when we figure out if we want to do something else.
Right.
I'm already saying, okay, we can go here. The second thing we can do, let's just say the weather's not in your favor, fellas. It's a summer day, but it's raining. We're going for a nice, long ride. We're going on a nice, long ride. If I'm in Philly, we're driving the King of Prussia to go to the mall.
Mm.
I'm not saying it's a rainy day. There's nothing else to do. I'm not saying the mall is like, it's just a...
Something to do.
It's something to do.
Right.
My thing is, fellas, it's just something off the top of your head.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a lot more creative than that. I'm just saying, bare minimum.
Right.
You can take a drive. From Philly to King of Prussia is about 40 minutes, talking. music.
What's your playlist, though?
Bro, come on, man. This is me. This is me you talk about.
Playlist,
this is me, dog. I'm the playlist champion.
Oh, okay.
What's my playlist? Here's the thing. I'm glad you asked that. Fellas, I got a playlist that I'm going to drop I'm dropping this with this podcast. How about that?
I got a dope playlist.
We're going to make it, though. We're going to call this playlist. This is what we doing after breakfast. We're going to call it the After Breakfast Playlist. It comes out next. I'm going to consult you about some music on it. Got to be a mix of hip-hop, R&B. You need to show that you're eclectic, my guy.
Thanks.
You need to show that you got range. You need to show you can dig in the crates, but not be... See, here's the thing. A nigga, see, they listen to Poison and think, oh, I'm old school.
Nah.
You're not old school.
Nah.
You're not old school. You need to know the B cuts on this joint.
Yeah.
You need... That's all I'm saying. But that's neither here nor there. I got your back. I got a playlist. And you can act like you know. You can act like you know. So, but yeah. On the third thing I would do... And I live in L.A. Nigga, the beach is my oyster.
Oh,
the beach is right there. Now, she probably not dressed for the beach, blah, 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 blah. But the pier and there, like,
it's
bro, there's other
it's
beaches,
a lot
though.
To do.
It's not just Santa. See, people think it's just Santa Monica, blah, 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 blah. Bro, you go to Hermosa Beach, there's a whole lot of shops there. Nigga, we can drive to San Diego and walk on Mission Beach, motherfucker.
Right.
Like, we can really make it a day. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, man. Think. Bing.
Yeah.
All right? Now. This is the part where it determines whether or not y'all going to see each other in the evening or not.
Okay.
The this part, when she says yeah, it's kind of like, fellas, do you remember in Aladdin when he took her on a magic carpet ride? He says, do you trust me? All right? And she knew, oh, that's the boy from the marketplace.
Right.
But at that moment, he had her trust. You got my attention. Don't mess it up.
Don't fuck it up.
What did he do before he fucked it up and lied again? This nigga showed her the world on a magic carpet. Nigga, he showed her Egypt, China. They went around the world
mm-hmm.
on a magic fucking
carpet.
Now, we know that's fake, but the idea is that they fell in love during the ride. The nigga's singing, the nigga's putting flowers in her hair. See, I pay attention to this. Aladdin, you've been kicking games since I was a kid. I picked up, bro. What you need to be doing is, now is your turn to listen.
You'll connect with some music, too. If that playlist good,
if this, bro,
by the time y'all get to that destination,
it's on.
Yeah.
You already there.
Yeah.
The rest is a cakewalk.
Y'all gonna be singing in the car. You know, women love music. Love it.
Come on, dog. Now, it's the evening. Getting something to eat again. And then it comes down to the end of the night. You know, that's on her. Ball's in her court at that point.
Right.
You know, don't try to... Don't be on no forcing. Hey, yo, when
it's gonna come? Yeah, it's gonna come.
You sound
me.
So annoyed with these niggas.
Nah, cause
I try to
teach.
I'm Victoria Cash, and I want to invite you to a place called Lucky Land, where you can play over 100 social casino style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. So what are you waiting for? The best way to discover your luck is to spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com. That's LuckyLandSlots.com. And get lucky today. At Lucky Land. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
Teach the homies, because I'm 30, but I got an old soul. I've been around adults since I was a kid, so I peeped game. I paid attention to how my OGs,
mm-hmm.
how they got it. Yeah. Niggas used to always tell me, Talent, Capone, my pops, you know, yeah, yeah. OGs.
Right. His dad is Jerry Kelly.
Yeah, Mike Epps. Yeah. They yo, it's going to come to you.
Right.
Just be yourself. And I watched them dudes be themselves, and the dudes that tried to do too much, you know how that go. And women can see that.
Women feel that energy.
Yeah, they feel that.
And I think that that energy always, sometimes it overshadows the date, unfortunately. Like, it's kind of like it seeps through almost. Mm-hmm. It's like you do this for all women.
Right.
Like, bro, let me explain all this first, Isaiah. Tell me if I'm right or wrong. Mm-hmm. Let's start with breakfast. Don't ask what else you doing if the date was just mild.
Facts.
Like, if it was just like, it was nice, but it was nothing special, leave it there.
Right.
I'm not saying y'all can't go out again. I'm saying this only should be applied, I think, if y'all both really at breakfast enjoying, like, it's a good fucking time.
It was a good time.
Like, it has to be, like, it can't be a 7. It, to me, to ask her for the rest of her day, it needs to be 8.5 or above.
Yeah, facts.
You know what I'm saying? And here's the thing, like, that's the thing, we try to force some shit. Because it's like, oh, you think, like, guys, you gonna see this and think, oh, let me take notes and blah, 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 and apply it. And it's like, yo, don't apply this to every woman you see. You apply this to a woman that you feel like, oh, like, this was fun. And ladies, I want you to do the same thing.
Right.
This is not no shit that we apply. Like, I think that's really what's wrong with dating today, to be honest with you. I think we're applying the same tactics to every fucking body. Like, it's like you got moves. Women don't want to feel like you got moves.
Yeah.
Have you? What's your moves? Like, women don't want to feel like, oh, this is like, what is your move with me?
Facts.
Like, it's not a simple fact. It's not a question of like, oh, that was smooth because it was spur of the moment. Mm-hmm. That was smooth because it was dope. That was smooth because you thought of it because it fits.
Right.
Come on, talk to me, man. Tell me, give me. So when you talk about shorty, you know, I like to get shorty.
Shorty.
When you talk about shorty and shit, right? That day, what was the best part about breakfast that made you want to walk with her, talk with her? And, you know what I mean? Like, what was the best part of that?
I really think the best part was we was able to just kick it. Like,
you said you did say you was able to be yourself around her.
Kick it, yeah. That's a big thing.
How did y'all meet?
Backyard party.
Okay.
And I met her by mistake. Like,
so how did that happen?
I seen her walk in, right? When she walked in the spot, I told the homie at the time, I was like, yo, shorty right there, she fire. She had the locks, it's the summer, her locks looking crazy,
yeah.
The outfit looking crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Yo, first of all, bro, we about to go on tour this summer, man. Yo, this is about to be, yo.
Oh, man, black woman, her locks, boy.
Hey, fellas, oh, by the way, my bad, I got an important note about the My Edible Kicked In tour. Ladies and gentlemen, the wristbands will be in effect. Red wristband, relationship. Yellow wristband, complicated.
Mm.
Blue wristband, single. Green wristband, fucking.
Ah, dope.
The wristbands will be in effect. Boston, get ready. Get ready.
That's dope.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. So, long story short, when I seen her, I'm more reserved, dude. I'm not the run down on you type. Little, what's good, ma? Like, you
what's
know,
good, yeah, ma? Like,
that's not me.
Yo,
I'm not
that
typical.
Yo, that's so New York, though.
Yeah, but that's what we do. Like, yo, what's good? Like, where you going?
But
like,
wait, why the ma?
I can't explain it. Like, I can't.
Why is she a ma?
I don't know. At Cameron. Cameron started that shit.
Hey, ma.
Yeah, that's what, you know, but, so we... That's
yeah, tell me that. Why are women ma?
I don't.
But you called him your mom. That's ma.
That's not. You know, that's not how we saying. We like, what's good, ma? If it's a Latin chick, what's good, mommy? You know what I mean?
Okay, ma can be mommy.
But mommy, yeah.
But ma, that's still mommy.
It is. But that's our culture. You know what I mean? That's our culture. I can't. It's something I can't explain. That's just how we talk. Yes, like, what's good, ma? You know what I mean? So I never been my type. So long story short. We had the table, bunch of people. She's there. I see her. I'm like, okay, this might be my chance. You know what I mean? To holler at her. This was, yeah, I was in my 20s, so I was even more shy than I was. Now I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But back then, I was like real reserved. But long story short, I said a joke about the homie mom because he be trying to snap on me because I'm a comedian.
I hate that.
Yeah, and I was just like, it's the people around. You trying to joke? So I said a joke about him and his moms. Killed them. Everybody laughing. He won.
But it was just the way he killed him.
Yeah, killed him, got him out of here. But he won. He started liking Shorty. Like he saw me and her have something.
That's some.
Then all of a sudden, here he comes.
Some dirty man.
And he didn't even want. He wanted the friend. She left. Here he go. Yo, nah, you right. Shorty with the locks. She fired. So now he trying to. Now he trying to. It's a whole. I got a whole story about this shit. But now he trying to cock block me. So he goes, man, don't pay no attention to this nigga. He a comedian. When he said that.
Oh.
No, but look, it's corny, right?
Yeah.
But she heard comedian. She said, you a comedian? You a comedian?
I like that.
So I'm like. Yeah. I looked at him stupid. Now you put me on. She said, let me get your number. Comedy is a hobby for me. I watch comedy.
Now it's a hobby.
I go to comedy shows. You a comedian? You funny? I was like, yeah, I'm funny. Then the people in the house were like, nah, Isaiah funny. Gotta go to his show. I was doing Caroline's.
Oh, you.
Russell ooh. Peters.
Ooh, and that's sold out.
Sold out.
That's sold out.
So she like, I'm like, yo, the shows are sold out. Yada, yada,
but
yada.
But I got you, though.
I got you. Come on, you know, I got you.
Come on, dog.
I got you.
I know the
so
game.
So look, now I got you. She's like, nah, you sure? I'm like, trust me, I got
it's
you.
Easy.
When you get here,
just
let me know.
I'll come walk you.
I'll come get
walk
you.
Walk her in the kitchen.
Walk her through the kitchen. Got her a seat up
right
close
on the side. Yeah. Told we were probably listening to this podcast like, this sounds familiar.
Look, waitress come.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, can you?
Yeah, it's on me.
Yeah, it's on me. So she, I was like, what you want? She was like, can I get like, I think an apple martini.
You get what I mean?
You want apple martini? Okay, cool. Yo, get an apple martini. Got her two, some food. She was like, wow, like, yeah. Got on stage. All I got to do is kill it.
Body. That's all.
All I got to do is kill the show. And I got it. So I knew that already. So you already know.
Yeah.
Got on stage, bodied that joint, and it was a wrap.
It's curtains.
After that.
First curtains. Of all, I want people to know, like, bodying at Caroline's.
Oh, my God.
Is totally different.
What a chick there.
Yeah. Bodying, like, doing well at Caroline. Like,
yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
It's nothing like it.
Nothing like that.
There's nothing like it.
Nothing like that.
Like, you, like, I remember, yo, dog, I remember the last time I opened for DL at Caroline's. Bruh, I was, yo, bruh, nigga, I think I was, nigga, I do well in New York, dog.
Yeah.
I was 100% in that mother, and it's like, and it felt easy.
It felt good.
When women walk, they watching with the heart eye emoji. Like,
yeah.
Because, like, what women see, so what we see is the laughs. Women see how all these people are reacting.
That laughter, and you controlling the room. That turns them on.
It's confidence.
Yeah, so you controlling the room.
It's confidence,
like,
bro.
Oh, they got confidence. You funny.
Yeah.
And you controlling the room.
Yeah. You. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your soul is mine.
Yeah.
Your soul is mine.
Yeah. I'd have caught women a few times just gazing up, just looking at you up on stage and shit. For sure.
That's dope, man. All right, man. Well, look, we had to end. Yo, Zay, real quick, man. Zeke. I'm sorry, Zay.
Mm-hmm.
Zay, Zeke. Whatever. We're about to do the My Edible Kicked In podcast in about 10 minutes. But right now, yo, man, this was great. I think people like your perspective.
This is
I think
fun.
You brought on something or told us, like, yo, see how we kicking it and talking? We're talking about shorties and Carolines, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to bring it back.
Right.
We talking about shorties and Carolines and stuff like that, right? But we're not disrespecting these women.
No.
We're not talking bad about them.
No.
It's just like we, and it's not even like a move because we don't invite every woman to do that. Let's
no,
be real.
No.
Like every woman
that's
does not, you do not get that treatment.
No.
Like every woman can't say, yo, I got walked through the back. Like it's not like that.
That's
yes,
a fact.
Some of y'all going to buy some tickets. Some of y'all,
that's
I might
fact.
Give you a free ticket, but you in the audience. But it's different when you with me
right.
or you with my folks or
right.
you with my pals or you with my bros, you with DL, you with Lavelle,
yeah.
you with us. You know what I'm saying? And we're talking about how
I was on not the country. I know
go
we gotta go.
No.
I was on stage one time.
Go ahead.
And she came late. And while I was on stage, they were trying to charge her $20 to get in. And I from the stage, I go, nah, she with me.
Oh, you did that?
Yeah.
From the stage?
From the stage. I said, yo, she good. She with me. And he was like, oh, okay, my bad.
Oh, I man. Know you. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
That oh, was... nigga, that's women listening to this right now, like bro, that's
she with me.
Cause that's not only just like she with me, nigga. You let the whole audience,
everybody know. Yeah, like nah, she good. She with me, and he let her right in.
She felt special
yeah,
as
definitely.
Fun. That's all you want.
Yeah.
But like, and speaking of that, like I said, so but, you're right. that's a feel special moment. Again, even with that story, mm-hmm. it's not slutty. It's not trashy.
No.
It's just, yo, this is, that's how you done it. That's how I've done it. It's like, yo, what's understood don't need to be said.
Facts.
We having this conversation because it's a podcast. But fellas, I want you to take these two things from this podcast. Number one, I want you to take away, yo, hey man, we talk man shit. All right. Second thing, make women feel special. That woman, not these women.
Right.
That woman. That's it. We've known each other a long time, man. Right. If y'all want to hear the stories about us, we're going to talk about it on the next episode of My Edible Kicked In podcast. But Z, tell them what you got going on. Tell them where they can find you, all of that. I know they like you.
Instagram, Isaiah Kelly, ISIAH, last name Kelly. ISIAH, last name Kelly. Currently on tour with Vel Crawford, with my pops and my brothers that do comedy as well. Mm-hmm. Got some dates with my man's Clint.
Yeah, he coming.
This spring / summer. Y'all can follow me, on those, and I'll be back.
Yeah, hell yeah, dog.
This was fun. We got stories.
Yeah,
I can go. I got.
Yeah,
I'm young, but
definitely,
the
man. We're definitely
going to
talk
crazy.
And get high and talk. We're going to finish getting high and talking our comedy stories. All right, y'all. Make sure. Oh, yeah. So the way you can listen to that podcast, the link will be in the details of this episode. The link for myediblekickedin.com is in the episode. All of that is in the details of this episode. Yo, this was good, man. This was a really fun episode. Share this, please, with y'all, with everybody. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. This podcast is over. You want to keep it?
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.